Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, Dacetacular Nation? Welcome to another edition of the Dace Man Show. Yours truly, Chris, the Dace Man Dace, is here live, kicking, and feeling a hell of a lot better than he did last week. So hopefully we will be able to bring you the funny. This is, of course, our Christmas edition, seeing Christmas is only 2 days away. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve, so this is Christmas Eve Eve. The Eve of Christmas Eve. The others, of course, are fighting with Blog Talk Radio because that's what we do on a weekly basis here on Blog Talk Radio at MegaPowersRadio.com. Because why on earth would we have a system that actually works properly? I don't know, Chris. Because that would just make sense. So as we wait for everybody else to come on, I'm just going to stall, ramble, rant, rave. I was just talking to Gibby, so he should be on relatively soon. Frank's still down the hall, and who the hell knows what's going to happen with the estrogen-driven Patty McTitties. But, hell of a week. Oh, here we go. First from around the, now down the street, Mr. Gibby.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the first ever Dace Man Show. I will be your host, Gibby.
And joining us from down the hallway, Frank Ward.
Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Can I ask you a quick personal question?
Live on air?
I got this one. I got the question for you, Frank. Ready?
Because I went downstairs to grab some beer, and what kind of porno did you film down there today? Let me set the scene for everybody listening at home real quick. I walked downstairs, turned on the light. It's all red lights. There's a camera positioned shooting over the pool table, which is cleared of balls, with a WWE championship belt laying across it.
You should just stick in, stay tuned, 2016, you'll see. that's a good teaser for it. I'm not going to give away any spoilers. But there are several money shots, a tasteful thing done with a donkey, and more importantly, lots of boobs, both mine and theirs. So
I'm sold.
I'm in.
I'm sold.
Speaking of boobs, is she jumping on? Anybody heard of she died?
I have no idea. She's got a boy toy thing now, so she might just be too busy for us.
You mean another troll? Wait, is he deaf?
No, actually, it's really weird. He treats her the same way we treat her. Just, I don't know.
Someone's got daddy issues.
The guy?
Assuming we're the daddies, and she just likes the abuse, so she went with somebody that's similar to her father figure. Like I
That could be it.
I think it's true.
I would not put it past her. She's stupid enough to.
Yes. Yes, she is. So, how's everybody doing? Are you excited for Christmas? You can't end the show. You can't even get into the damn studio.
See you guys next time.
You can't get in the studio.
I got you back, Gibbs.
No. I will end it. I have no problem. I got the PlayStation 4 next to me. I'll just go and play video games.
Hey, I got Dying Light to play. It's up right now.
Or drink alone, since Gibby said he wanted to get drunk tonight and then just, like, no-showed.
I'm sure.
He did. This is the text message I get in the middle, like, the beginning of the week. So I have off. You have off. What's going on? You text him today. He's like, I'm ready to go to bed. You're an old man.
Yeah, I am. I'm off tomorrow. We can do something tomorrow. We can hang out.
No, it's Christmas Eve tomorrow.
So? Who the fuck cares? It's perfect time to drink.
Well, then you can totally come over tomorrow then and drink. That's not an open invitation for anybody else that's listening.
Come on over, guys.
Old time.
Very few people that I do like. But yeah, I guess you can come over tomorrow. I thought we were doing it tonight. I prepped my liver. I didn't eat much. I had peanut butter bread. I was like, this is it.
We're
I'm
good.
Getting fucked blackout drunk. And what happened? You no-showed. You pulled a Gibby.
I do show all the time. What can I say?
You pulled a Gibby. You fucking Gibby.
I did.
Mm-hmm. I'm drinking tonight, for what it's worth.
I might drink after the show. I have nothing to do. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'll record a Let's Play. For those of you, I know it's early for plugs, check
can't.
Out the Dace Man Show YouTube.
It
There's a Let's Play on there of Deadpool.
It won't connect.
For an hour and a half.
I tried again.
How do you make jokes of the game that makes jokes?
You don't.
And find out.
Oh, that one.
Bam!
Boom, so bitch!
Or we could all play Battlefront and then do it.
It wouldn't let me do it.
It's a lot of work.
I don't know why it wouldn't let you do it.
Wouldn't let me. I tried again before the show, just like, oh, here's a little teaser of me killing zombies. By that, I mean I'm dying a bunch. I'm getting my ass handed to me.
Zombies?
And when you hit share, it just
about?
Don't connect.
Right, it goes, walks me through the process, blah, blah, blah. You fill in the title and da-da, and says broadcasting live. I hit that, and it goes failure to connect. And then wipes everything that I already typed in, and it goes, sucks to be you.
What zombies are you killing?
Dying Light.
What was it?
Dying Light is the name of the game.
Never heard of it. Google. Dying Light.
Oh, we lost him. Time for sports.
Sports, you follow sports?
And NFL Week 15 is in the books. Thursday, December 17th, saw the Rams beat the MRSA-driven Buccaneers 31-23. And there was a Saturday game? You can't do this to me!
They just decided, let's spice it up a little bit. We're not playing enough nights of the week.
You can't do that to me! I have a thing where I do, like, Thursdays into Sundays. This Saturday shit's just blowing my mind! The Jets beat the Cowboys 19-16, eliminating any playoff hopes for the Cowboys. On
Did
to Sunday.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because Washington won. And Eagles?
Yeah.
Sorry, you're not there yet. Go on. Carry on.
Yeah, spoiler alert, you motherfucker. Sunday, December 20th, the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs beat 34-14 against the Ravens. The
you know,
Texans
they're on like
the Colts. But
they're on like a 9-win streak as it is. Just pointing that out.
AKA undefeated.
Yeah. Just saying you're not all that off base this time.
I usually am not. I'm like a prophet. The Texans beat the Colts 16-10. The Patriots destroyed the Titans 33-16. The team that shall not be named beat the Bills 35-25. The Vikings beat the Bears.
Woo! The Bears suck.
38-17. The undefeated. Go ahead.
Kirbin texts me before the game, sorry for your loss. And then I respond with, what loss? He goes, Vikings game. The Vikings scored. I texted him back, what loss? At halftime, I said again, what loss? And after the end of the game, I said, what loss? And he just never responded.
It's probably because his butt was hurt a little bit.
Probably. Just a wee bit.
A wee bit. I don't even really follow football anymore. I kind of stopped, like, at week 10. The Panthers beat the Giants 38-35. The Falcons beat the Jaguars 23-17. The Packers beat the Raiders 30-20. Seahawks beat the Browns 30-13. The Bengals beat the 49ers 24-14. Steelers beat the Broncos 34-27. The Chargers beat the Dolphins 30-14. The Cardinals destroyed the fucking Eagles 40-17. And the Lions beat the Saints on Monday 35-27. And that is NFL Week 16.
Dun, dun, dun. It's always good, guys.
Oh, well, duh. I wish we had more curling news, but the only official site for the curlingnews.com never brings us shit. No, it just doesn't update the page. The Dacemanshow.com is more likely to update their webpage. Before the curling news does.
My expert web developer has officially graduated college. I can't even misspeak correctly.
Yeah. I'm still going with it's never getting updated.
Well, I don't know. But he graduated. he should potentially have free time.
Potentially?
Potentially. I don't know.
He was in college. He had a ton of free time.
For those of you that are interested, though, go to thecurlingnews.com and pick up your 2016 Spirit of Curling calendar. It's out. Get it today.
Woohoo!
Spirit of your local Canadian retail stores.
Wow. Canadian retail stores?
I don't know.
Where's the closest one to us?
That's going to be in Niagara. I don't know.
Give me
Quebec.
You just turn on Boom Beach or whatever game you play?
Maybe.
You little shit. Listen to me when I'm talking, so I can ignore you when you're talking.
I'm totally paying attention.
On to more Canadian things, the National Hockey League standings for the Eastern Conference, the Montreal Canadiens are winning their division with 43 points, followed by the Bruins with 42 and the Panthers with 42. The Metropolitan Division sees the Capitals dominating that division with 52 points, followed by the Rangers at 44. And the Flyers are in the middle. They are fourth from last with 37 points on a one-win streak. The Western Conference sees the Central Division led by the Stars from Dallas with 54 points, followed by the Blues at 46 and the Blackhawks at 44. The Pacific Division sees the Kings leading with 42 points, followed by the Sharks with 36 and the Canucks with 35. And those are your NHL standings for anyone who fucking cares about hockey.
Nope.
Yep.
Not all the Canadian teams. Are all the Canadian teams in one league?
No.
Or in one division, I mean?
No. There's Western Canadian teams that play like LA and shit.
I see. Why don't we just kill them all?
Okay.
Okay.
Why are we killing them all?
Because they're Canadian.
I mean, you know, it's not bad. Anyway, in Philadelphia Phillies news, Andrew Bailey, who's 31, has his earliest baseball memories as a kid in South Jersey, which includes Veterans Stadium, Darren Dalton, John Kruk, Curt Schilling, and the 1993 National League champion Phillies. He will now have the opportunity to play for his hometown this upcoming season. The Phillies last week signed Bailey to a minor league contract with an invitation to spring training. He will compete for a bullpen job along recently acquired veterans like David Hernandez, Ernesto Ferreri, Edward Mojica, and James Russell. Incumbents like Elvis Araujo, Luis Garcia, Henmar Gomez, Daliar. We acquired Cuba. That's what we did. Phillies acquired Cuba. I'm not going to continue to read these names. They're not names. They're ridiculous. And that's all for sports. So,
are you sure about that?
Do you have sports news?
I don't know. I'm sure somebody died.
Yarmir Yager, the Florida Panther forward, lost four teeth during the game against the Ottawa Senators.
Time out.
What?
He's still playing?
He is. He's 41 years old and now 14 shots.
Wow.
So 41-year-old with less teeth than a 4-year-old. Ron Jaworski.
Jaworski,
baby. The ESPN analyst incorrectly says NFL overturned Odell Beckham Jr.'s suspension.
Wait,
apparently
did they?
They didn't. He said
good. Good.
Yeah, I was going to say they upheld it.
Yeah. For those of you that didn't watch football, like me, go ahead.
He deserved to get fucking suspended there. The
he
fact
did,
that they
did.
Even argued that, I feel like is a fucking slap to the face of every player in the NFL.
But I actually think the other dude should have got suspended too, though. I mean, he didn't do the blatant helmet-to-helmet tackle out of nowhere, but...
To be honest,
throwing him around
nobody's
business.
I think... Beckham should have got suspended. I think the other guy should have got fined. I think the what's-his-name's coach should have got fined. Because he kept him in the game. He should have pulled him.
Yeah, what's-his-face? I can't think of his name. Giants coach?
Yeah, the Giants coach. I can't remember his name.
I don't know their name.
Remember his face. It looks like a weirdo.
Yeah, he's old as shit.
But
apparently Brad Wing...
him and his team. For literally, they should have realized what was going on, that he lost control after fucking three personal fouls for crying out loud.
Yeah. Well, the Giants punter says that the Carolina Panthers had threatened Odell Beckham Jr. before the game. Would the bat-wielding Panthers player tell Beckham that, "I'll be the reason you don't play today," before Sunday's game? Beckham was suspended after the Giants lost. Bam.
Damn, son.
Damn. Damn. So another thing that happened in football that you think would be something we pay attention to, the Pro Bowl roster has been announced.
Oh, yeah. AP man.
Yeah. It's Team Rice versus Team Irvin, and the Pro Bowl rosters are there. I don't know. The quarterbacks, what is this? I don't know how to read what they said. What you all, Team Rice. The NFL site's pretty fucking stupid.
Okay.
Oh. They didn't pick the teams yet. They're drafting Wednesday, January 27th on ESPN2, but they did announce the people who have qualified to be drafted.
Yeah.
Which, for quarterbacks, it's Russell Wilson from the Seahawks, Big Ben Roethlisberger from Steelers, Aaron Rodgers, or Aaron Munn at this point for the Packers, Carson Palmer, Cam Newton, and Tom Brady. Shit. Not really a surprise on some of those there. The running backs, John Stewart from The Daily Show, Adrian Peterson, LeSean McCoy, Doug Martin, Todd Gurley, and Devontae Freeman. That's weird spelling.
Or Devontae Freedom.
Interesting.
Freedom. Michael Colbert. No, DeMarco. Marcel Reese for fullbacks. Wide receivers see Brandon Marshall, Julio Jones, Calvin Johnson, DeAndre Hopkins, A.J. Green, Larry Fitzgerald, Antonio Brown, and Odell Beckham Jr., I guess.
Wow.
That's interesting. The tight end see Greg Olsen, Travis Kelce, the Gronk, Tyler Eifert. And then we have, what's OT?
Overtime?
That's what
offensive
I thought.
Tackle?
Offensive tackles, he's Trent Williams, Andrew Whitworth, Joe Thomas, Joe Staley, Tyron Smith, Jason Peters from the Philadelphia Eagles. Center? Captain?
Who knows? Center. Probably center.
Center. Mike Pouncey, Alex Mack, Ryan Cowles, Travis Frederick, the original OGs, Marshall Yanda, Trey Turner, these are a bunch of people nobody cares about. I don't know any of these names. Oh, J.J. Watt but that's expected. Fletcher Cox from the Eagles is down for defensive tackle.
Ah, shit. Sorry.
Clay Matthews and his glorious hair has been drafted. They're eligible. Yeah. Richard Sherman, his terrible attitude, has been drafted. Kickers. My guy from the Patriots, Steven, can't say your last name, and Dan Bailey from the Cowboys. And that's pretty much it. There's sports. Time for Gibby.
No!
Why? You not have stories?
Maybe.
We'll take our chances.
Give it!
Boy, that escalated quickly.
All right, guys. A guy died, a woman got drunk, and there was pot everywhere.
This is all your stories for the night? You just spoiled all your stories for the night? One of the fucking shortest weird news segments ever. And well-spoken.
The wife of a prominent lawyer in Naples continues to get in trouble with the law. 36-year-old Stacy Scrotti was hauled off to jail early Tuesday morning after a high-speed chase during which she allegedly ran over curbs, hit mailboxes, and hit triple digits on the speedometer.
Fun fact, Stacy's mom's got it going on.
While Stacy refused a breathalyzer test, deputies said they smelled alcohol on her, noting she had urinated and defecated in the driver's seat.
Oh, man. That's disgusting.
Stacy whipped up a wake of chaos on her way home from a Walmart.
So she was shopping at Walmart, blitzed out of her mind, and shit in her car.
That is one big pile of shit.
She also took a piss, guys.
Hey.
She also took a piss.
Darrow, I don't have any sound clips to talk about pee. So, you're going to deal with the shit clip, okay?
There's shit everywhere.
That's not there anymore. I don't know why that's gone. That was our most played clip next to the, John Cena one. But that's pretty much most played ever.
Always.
It was played a lot.
It was. I don't know why they got rid of it. Maybe because it was too long.
Yeah. All right, guys. Next story.
John Cena! I didn't want to play it when I said his name because I felt that would be too predictable. So I wait.
I thought I thought you were just gonna play it without saying it. Like,
but yeah,
play clip next
when I said that,
John Cena.
When I said that at a wedding, you did not acknowledge it.
You said it while they were trying to get married.
John Cena.
Do you, John Cena? Doesn't work that way, Brian. John Cena wasn't getting married.
And then I got hit. But whatever. It doesn't matter. Guys, it tis the season. David Rotondo House. Township.
Daddy.
Might be the greatest Christmas attractant in the Lehigh Valley.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Folks came by the carload to gawk at Rotondo's ridiculous holiday display packed into a quarter-acre lot at 3415 Oregon Street near Fairview Park. Besides blowing assault on the senses, a visit there becomes an exercise in staggering statistics.
Because I ripped my pants!
125, that's the number of inflatables outside this year.
What?
1,000, that's the wad of bulbs inside the giant 25-foot-tall inflatable Santa that lords over the backyard and summons curiosity seekers like Red Velvet Beacon.
Like cake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay! I love cake! Cake is so good. If you like cake, call 760-512-7247. We'll talk about cake.
He had to have an extra 1,000-amp service routed to his house to power his displays.
For cake.
And there's a 0% chance that he will tell you his monthly utility bills are running.
What?
What was that?
That is Darth Vader saying what? That'll be my new favorite one. What?
Number of candy canes is 144.
What?
There's 50 pounds of popcorn kernels.
What?
He popped and handed out from portable greenhouse in the front yard.
What?
There's 3 flavors of cappuccino.
3.
What?
It takes him 3 weeks to put up all his decorations.
What? Vader.
The lights are on for maybe 5 or 6 hours a night.
What? What?
And the neighbors apparently put up signs trying to get them off their lawn.
What?
He accepts donations.
John Cena! Wrong clip.
He accepts donations but doesn't charge a dime for any of the treats he offers. He says he can't bring himself to even consider the thought.
For charging for candy?
For
cake?
Popcorn and coffee. And there's cappuccino. I don't know what cappuccino is. He goes, I can't afford it, but what the heck? There are a lot of people who are worse off than me. The donations help with the supplies. I can never afford it if I had to sell it. So it's all free.
What?
Say cake.
Cake.
What?
Cake.
What?
Chicken.
What?
Pop.
What?
Weasel.
What are those? All right, I'm done.
Are you sure?
No. What?
Helena Mann is accused of threatening to shoot someone for posting spoilers to the new Star Wars movie Facebook.
What? What?
Arthur Charles Roy 18 became
enraged. Uh-oh, retard alert! Retard alert, class!
When an online friend told him about the subplot for Star Wars The Force Awakens.
There's a subplot?
Whatever. He sent the victim a picture of himself with a gun and implied the firearm had a hair trigger. Authorities later learned it was a BB gun. Royce faces felony charges of assault with a weapon.
So, on a related topic, how did you like my spoilers? I think they were awesome.
I don't know. I didn't read them.
Why didn't you read my spoilers? They were funny. I laughed. I laid in bed in AC and giggled at them as I wrote them. And then Matt Robb read them, and he giggled too. They're giggle-worthy. Giggle-worthy, Gibby! That's a mouthful to say. Giggle-worthy! I want to read you some of my spoilers.
Let me read some of my spoilers.
Spoiler from December 18th at 10:24 a.m. Can't believe the Ewoks returned to battle on Planet Hoth at that. Next spoiler that I posted. December 18th at 10:35 a.m. Samuel Jackson's triumphant return to the franchise was done in such great taste. He had to be the one to confront Luke. Next one. December 18th at 10:38 a.m. This is like 3 minutes later I thought of this one. Who'd have thought Darth Maul would become a Knight of Ren? And that's my spoilers. Oh, also I posted Jar Jar died like immediately after seeing it. Which in theory, I think he did die. I think he was part of the New Republic. Spoiler alert, Han died.
Oh!
Yeah, if you haven't seen it yet, you're not a real Star Wars fan anyway. So, You don't even know what the fuck that is. Get off these nuts. Right, Gibby? Have you seen it yet? Did I just ruin it for you? You didn't see it? Didn't see it?
And that's the time.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Bullshit. You could be there right now.
You didn't.
Could be.
I thought you saw it like Saturday.
I wanted to, but it was all sold out, so I couldn't go.
So you haven't seen it yet?
Nope.
Huh. Well, my bad. Spoiler alert. It's Star Wars.
Gorgeous.
Spoiler alert, JK.
JK, I said 5 spoilers. One of them's true. You guess.
All of them.
There you go. Bam.
All right, we ready? Can I go continue with my
Let's
weirdness?
The awkward moment that's going on, yeah.
All right, custom officer.
My bad.
Oh, man, guys, that was a great show.
I accidentally clicked it. I just clicked back in the studio, and it was there. Like
custom officers at Bandikinka International
Bangkok.
Airport stopped a 42-year-old man after noticing that he was walking suspiciously. He arrived in Sri Lanka at around 1:30 a.m. on Tuesday on a flight from Singapore. During examination, officers found 40 grams of gold worth about 2 million Sri Lankan rubies inside the suspect's rectal cavity.
I knew it was going to be in his butt. I knew it. I was just waiting on the edge of my seat for you to say in his butt.
Sri Lanka newspaper
I'm way too happy about it being in his
gold,
butt.
Gold had been in the form of 4 slabs. The court also said that the man claims to be the coordinating secretary to the Ministry of Postal Service and Muslim Religious Affairs.
Do they have a picture of the gold bars? 170
people have been arrested for smuggling gold into Sri Lanka.
Do they have, like, a picture of the bars? Because I'm picturing those big-ass things you see at Fort Knox. And if he had 4 of those in him, holy shit.
It's got us, we're pretty butthurt about it.
No, it doesn't. It has pictures of gold bars, but it's not of what they would look like.
Are they the huge fucking things?
Yes.
There's no way he fit that, like, that shape does not go in your anus very well. It doesn't make sense. Your butthole is like a star, like a very tight circular star, and those things are sharp.
Google it, figure it out, my friend.
What did this guy put up his butt? Guy put up his butt. Who? Don't Google that.
All right, guys, we're going to Canada.
Hey, Macarena.
Edmonton, Canada. Be exact.
I've been there. Boring.
Police in Royal Manibotia said Impaired driving charges are pending against a Zamboni driver.
What? That's a thing?
Officers received a complaint Saturday about a man during a minor league hockey game in STE period. I don't know what the hell that's short for. And southeast of Winnipeg. Mark, chief of the town's police department, says the machine was striking the rink's boards and moving erratically around the ice. An officer spoke with the driver between the periods of the game, then placed him under arrest. The man says he was in his 30s, who was new to the ice clearing job and has been released from custody. He is to face charges of impaired driving, refusing a breathalyzer sample, and resisting arrest. Drinking and driving a Zamboni, guys.
That's the Canadian thing to do.
It is a very Canadian thing to do.
It is.
I don't know if you guys saw what I posted in the chat, but I am totally stuck on looking at what people put up their butts.
Oh.
Pretty interesting. You're on it now, too?
No, I'm about to be, though.
I'm trying to get
someone
there. Hold on.
Someone shoved a Buzz Lightyear up the butt.
Wait a second.
Woohoo!
I'm pretty sure I've done this.
Did you?
Insert a car. Did I just totally
out myself for not listening? Oh, that guy put a bottle and a coat hanger up his butt.
An egg. He put an egg up there, guys.
He's trying
to keep it warm to hatch it.
Somebody put a vibrator and salad tongs up his butt.
I'm pretty sure I did.
I don't remember.
I don't know if it was this list, but it seems familiar.
An eggplant? He put an entire eggplant? Why would you put an eggplant up there?
That gives so much meaning to the emoji now. I get it. I get it when people send me eggplant. Never knew why.
They want you to put up your butt?
That's what it sounds like now.
Somebody put a salt shaker up their butt. They're salty.
Shake it like a salt shaker.
A rubber fist. Oh, my God.
I kind of get that. Like, I know, I kind of see what you were doing with that.
kind of.
But, like, a fucking salt shaker?
A pint glass?
Wouldn't a salt shaker burn, too? Salt on an open wound?
Well, technically, there's no wounds in your butt. Well, not unless you're
cutting
it. Be wounded
if you're shoving a salt shaker up there.
Yes. A bottle and a coat hanger. So let me guess. You put the bottle up there, and you tried using the coat hanger in order to get the bottle.
Yes. That's what I think's great.
And then lost it. Okay.
This is phenomenal.
This is great.
I am screenshotting already.
A toy car. A cell phone. Oh, my Lord. Can I call him when it's in there?
I'm vibrating.
Can it all vibrate? an electrical cord. Now, that makes no effing sense.
Hey, what? You had a good idea. He thought he could power up a lamp.
A jar of peanut butter.
Oh, my God. Like, some of these things look fucking painful. Like
a knife?
Somebody, oh my, why? Maybe in prison. Prison.
29's great. Like, what the fuck?
And then 30's for my favorite show. Bam.
Bam.
You got another weird
guy.
Story? Or am I going to keep looking at butt stuff?
You can go.
So you're done?
Done for now.
For now. What does that mean?
Too much time to jump back into it. All right, guys.
Heading to Frank's corner.
Frank, don't depress me. Frank, depressing me.
Yeah, kid.
Following interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form.
Tell me something, my friend. Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
History, history, we all are fine.
Wait a minute, you ain't heard nothing yet.
Hey, Everybody can pay for the glory.
Well, come to the corner. I don't have anything quite as exciting as what you can put up your bum.
How about what you can put up your vagina?
Probably a lot more.
Google it.
Surprising.
Do it. That's your
go. Last time I did that, I saw 30 things that I can never look at the same again.
Like a jar of peanut butter?
Yeah, I just had peanut butter bread for dinner.
Where was that peanut butter right before that?
Yep.
We don't know. Apparently, someone's bum.
Maybe your sister's bum.
Butter. But what I do have is what each state has Googled more than any other state in 2015.
Really?
Yeah.
2015? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, this year.
Did we just increase the butt Googles for Jersey?
We did.
You did?
The butt Googles are out of control.
As a whole, has Googled Hillary Clinton emails more than any other state in the U.S.
Hillary Clinton emails, huh?
Yep. So while you were worried
about
that,
I can probably say I never Googled that.
Maine has been Googling Amy Schumer.
Who the fuck is this blonde bitch?
Yeah. New York's concerned about Charlie Sheen and his HIV. Pennsylvania.
There's a lot of people that fuck Charlie Sheen in New York.
Is worried about the royal baby. Ohio wants legalized weed.
That Woo-hoo! Makes sense.
That makes sense, that's right.
Kentucky has been Googling dusty roads.
Really?
Yeah.
The American dream's here, Daddy, and I'd like to thank Kentucky for Googling me, even though I've died, Daddy. It's okay to let it go. Kentucky, I love you. I love your chicken, Kentucky. This is the American dream.
South Carolina has been Googling Trump for president.
Trump! Trump! Trump!
Thank you, South Carolina. We're going to win this. Thank you.
Delaware was Googling Pope Francis.
I can't do a Pope Francis accent.
Delaware? Why did Delaware, of all places, Google Pope Francis more than, I don't know, Philly?
When is the Pope going to come by our state? He's around it. When is he getting here?
Georgia was Googling the whip dance.
Now watch me whip.
Watch me whip.
Full House
watch
girls
me,
are
nae,
doing
nae.
It, and Stephanie Tanner is smoking hot. Check out my Facebook page. You'll see what I'm talking about. Or just go on Facebook, because it's on there.
Or maybe we should whip, guys.
Florida was Googling concealed weapons permit, so they
can
shoot up everybody.
This is the American dream, thanking you for carrying weapons.
It's legal there, so it's all good.
Alabama was Googling Ashley Madison, so...
Ooh, what's going on over there, guys?
Yes.
While Arkansas was concerned with ISIS, Louisiana was Googling Blue Bell ice cream recall.
Wait a minute. Arkansas, why is ISIS going to bomb Arkansas? Why are you concerned with ISIS, Arkansas? You have nothing of interest.
They're scared. Walmart.
Nothing of that.
Walmart.
Oh, wait, it's from there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Pretty sure.
Clever ISIS. Clever.
So, let's see where we're... Wisconsin was trying to figure out what the word bay meant.
Hey!
Bay?
Me too!
Well,
it
Michigan...
It took me like 9 months.
Well,
you
Michigan was Googling marriage equality.
They're debating. Like,
you think
you know.
Bay. Is it B-A-E?
Yeah, bacon and eggs.
Yeah. Indiana was Googling Jared Fogel.
Is he going to get me next?
While Colorado was Googling water on Mars.
Yeah, a bunch of those
obvious.
Potheads out there.
So obvious it's there.
New Mexico was Googling Pluto.
Is it still
Arizona,
a planet? Am
Arizona was
state?
Googling the Second Amendment.
I can't,
oh, God
damn it.
Utah, the world of Muslims. Yeah, that's the word I wanted. Of, damn it, what's that one religion that I just spaced on because I said the wrong word and then I confused myself?
ISIS?
No.
Mormons. Mormons. There we go.
Oh.
That's
is the Mormon really Googling, about us?
We're Googling transgender.
Who was?
Utah.
They're having a
Utah
state crisis.
Interesting.
Oklahoma was Googling Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner, huh?
Is Caitlyn Jenner hot?
Wow.
Alaska was trying to figure out who Barack Obama was.
Is that that dude?
I don't know who Caitlyn. He is. Who is he again, guys? Sorry. I forgot. Barack Obama.
Oh. Wow, you guys went quite fast. Texas was Googling Miranda Lambert's divorce.
Just single. Yeah! Who's Miranda Lambert?
Wasn't she married to Blake Shelton?
No.
Yeah! No? That hot is sex and free! Yeah! I still don't know who she is.
Well, anyway, Wyoming was Googling Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani.
Damn it! He stole Gwen!
Wow. Well,
is it true?
Is it true, man? Is it true?
Wow, she's got a weird face.
California was Googling the Volkswagen scandal.
There's a scandal?
I guess.
Really?
Nevada. Nevada was Googling the Lamar Odom thing with his, well, was that in Las Vegas?
Is he dead yet?
What was his thing? I feel like I might have read that during one of the celeb news things. It just did not register what I was reading.
Yeah, I didn't read it.
Washington was Googling Leonard Nimoy.
No!
I thought he died that, right?
Such a fresh wound. It still hurts.
Talk to Washington. They keep killing themselves over it.
Apparently. Wait, Washington, D.C. or Washington State?
Washington State.
What does D.C. look up?
But they're still depressed about it.
Where the closest gay bar is?
D.C.'s looking up, how fast can we move out if Donald Trump wins presidency?
Oregon is Googling Syria.
What is this place?
You guys should get together with Arkansas and figure this out.
What is happening? I need to know things about the world.
Iowa was Googling the Bachelorette TV show.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Can I get on it?
Man, how do I get on that show, guys?
Minnesota was Googling Black Lives Matter.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, it don't matter.
They just did a thing like 2 days ago, or like yesterday, where they blocked like the Minneapolis Mall.
If anybody would have saw the warning signs posted on December 11th, this could have been prevented.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But who knew Minnesota would go and protest?
Yeah, they shut down the airport. Would have fucking killed them all.
Yeah, poor Tom.
I'm gonna say it right here. You stop my air traffic traveling on a holiday week, I will murder you.
Wow,
my fights broke out.
I didn't even think of that. It is a holiday week.
You're stopping me. Like that's the type of shit that I get sent to Mason City for work. Drive up, stay the night in Minneapolis because that's the way you got to do it, and then these fuckers are protesting as I'm trying to fly out. It'd be the end. You would all have to unify and all lives would matter because I would wipe out anybody in my path. Don't care your color. Don't care about your sex. Don't care if you're not even sure if you have sex. Do not stop my flight, especially on a holiday week.
Exactly. Bitches.
That was my rant for the day.
South Dakota was Googling Fitbit.
I have one.
While North Dakota was Googling the NFL draft, even though they don't have a team.
Did it happen?
And, well, I don't, no. Oh, Montana was Googling wolves.
Why? Like, I don't even have a joke for that. That's sad. Fucking Montana.
The one guy that lived there was like, I want to look at some wolves. That's it. Google.
Dan Ralph. Dan.
Hawaii was. They were Googling selfie stick.
What is snow? Why?
Oh.
They don't have them out there? That's interesting.
I guess not.
Universal thing.
So, Gibby, since you're working on your dad bod.
I have a dad
whatever
bod.
That really is. I assume hard dad bod is just a beer gut, right?
Sure.
Is there more
sexy
to a dad
leg.
Bod than that?
Sexy ass legs, but not such a great top.
That's a dad bod?
I'm going to assume that's what I got.
Well, the people in Massachusetts have been Googling it, so either they have it or they want it.
They may have been accidentally spelling some, like, words wrong because they don't know how to use A's.
Ooh, A.
They were probably looking for, like, a bar, but it said bod.
Ah.
I'm looking for a bod. I'm looking for a bod. Anybody know where a bod is? And they thought it was bod. Probably confused the fuck out of them.
Yeah, I could see that.
Don't know why they would still be looking for dad, though.
So. It's all good, guys.
Did you get the New Jersey?
Oh, you want New Jersey?
I'd like to know.
No, I did
New Jersey. New Jersey.
I got to scroll back up.
Wait,
I did
you passed New Jersey?
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton.
Oh. What the fuck? Who the fuck's doing that?
We're in politics around here, you know?
That's bullshit.
Nope.
Who the fuck's Googling Hillary Clinton?
If you want
these people, and you break their typing fingers.
Exactly.
If you want more, New Jersey also Googled FIFA more than any other state.
What?
Yogi Berra, Chris Christie,
I get
Pierre Paul Hand.
Christie. I don't know
because Jason Pierre Paul is the one that blew up part of his hand in the firework accident.
Oh, that fuck.
idiot.
Huh.
Sorry.
Yeah. I did not Google any of those things.
No?
At all.
I didn't Google any of those things, except A.
Minnesota is a very strange land. They Googled Black Lives Matter, Scott Weiland.
He died.
He died.
Don't know who he is.
He died
and
in
Cecil
Minnesota.
The Lion. Wasn't that a Minnesota dentist that killed him? Cecil the Lion? Okay, it's not as weird, but those are still three hardly related things.
Huh. Very interesting. That's a good list. I had a lot of jokes.
I could keep going if you really wanted me to.
I got angry. Well, you know.
Because for some reason, it broke down, like, each state more individually. Like, I was in love with Elizabeth Banks and The Bachelorette and The Bachelor TV show. Probably because there's
horny
Iowa
fucking bastards out there.
No, the last Bachelor was Iowan.
Oh.
Yeah.
They were trying to figure out where he was from, huh?
That's fine. You don't want any more stuff? Close the tab. I'm out. Back to Dying Light. Kill some zombies.
On to Capitol Hill.
Capitol Hill. The hell?
So, in a world where politics are a lot more popular than actual celebrities these days, we saw the Republican and the Democratic national debates occur again this past week.
We did?
You didn't know that? I think the Republican one was on last Thursday, and the Democrat one was... I don't know why Democrats keep doing it on Saturdays. Nobody's going to fucking watch your thing on Saturday night. And if they do, they're drunk.
True that, though. True that.
But the Republican debate saw Donald Trump get attacked by Jeb Bush. I feel like maybe Republican debate was last Tuesday, and I talked about it last week. So then it was just a Democratic debate that happened this week. But, of course, like these contestants or these candidates, they're all in the news still. Yeah, they're who's going to win?
Step on up on the next contestant of who will be president.
Next contestant of The Price is Right.
Ted Cruz made the news by the Washington Post pulls cartoon showing the presidential candidate kids as monkeys. The cartoon depicted Cruz as in a Santa Claus wow, I feel like Gibby. In a Santa outfit with his daughters as dancing monkeys. Cruz said, "My daughters are not fair game," and the Post pulled the cartoon and replaced it with a note from the editor.
Then don't use them in your ads, bitch. After
another,
that, you kind of just volunteered them.
It's true. Another Republican candidate that's in the news, as always, is Donald Trump. Trump had used a sexual derogatory term during a rally Monday to describe Clinton's loss to Barack Obama in 2008. Trump later posted on social media that he meant Clinton got beaten bad. What the hell was the derogative term? Did he call it
something
remember
it?
Blunt? When I said that Hillary Clinton, this is the tweet from Donald Trump. When I said that Hillary Clinton got schlonged by Obama, it meant got beaten badly. The media knows this often used word in politics. I would not have used schlonged. It's a weird word.
Agreed.
Agreed. Something that's probably going to aggravate at least 14 states worth of people if you have a salary job. The minimum wage will be raised by January 1st, 2016, according to a local report. So that's probably going to piss each other off. The increases range from 5 cents an hour in South Dakota to $1 in California and Massachusetts, according to the study of state laws by the National Employment Law Project. So January 1st, you could be seeing a raise if you have a minimum wage.
Great.
What right? about those of us that don't?
What is it going up to again?
I guess this would take it up to 11.
Get the fuck out of here, really?
Pretty sure.
All right. 11? So Jersey's new thing that they're going to Google is what country has the best tax rates?
You mean
where
state
should I move
as the
to
back?
From Jersey?
You mean state or country?
Country.
Really?
Just get the fuck out of this place, man.
I'd move to Canada. At least there's a fair.
At least
tax
there's
everybody the same.
All right, that's true.
Other political news. Don Lemon, the CNN anchor, ends an interview after guests go on a rant about Bill Clinton's sexuality and his incident with Monica Lewinsky. Don Lemon reportedly said, "All right, that's enough. Thank you for your time," and just cut him right off. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
A hashtag has surfaced on social media after the Democratic candidate's campaign posted Hillary Clinton posted 7 ways Hillary Clinton is just like your abuela. People on social media used the hashtag to comment on her comparison. People saying that you are not my Latina grandmother. Hashtag not my abuela. I know Spanish. Republican candidate Rand Paul. Paul aired his grievances against other presidential candidates on social media Wednesday. Festivus, a holiday that is alternative to Christmas, was made popular by Seinfeld in episode 1997. The Republican presidential candidate marks Festivus by airing grievances online with these candidates. So he's jumping in with it. And that's all I got for politics.
Whatever.
Whatever Nick does, usually, 3 years ago. And there's not much in the way of celeb news except for Star Wars has just destroyed any record that the box office may have ever had. Ever had.
Okay. Cool.
Destroyed the opening Thursday record, destroyed the opening Friday record, destroyed Jurassic World's weekend record, and destroyed the opening Monday record. It is currently at $700 million and on track to beat Avatar.
Damn.
That's pretty good.
And some also celebrity news, since it's a new theme. Charlie Sheen talks about plans for the future and his commitment to finding a cure for HIV. He quote said, "I said to my mom, this disease picked the wrong guy. If anybody can fight this thing and discover a cure, it's me."
Magic Johnson. That's the guy.
I'm going with Magic Johnson, guys.
I'm sticking with the South Park thing where it's money. Money is the
yep,
cure.
Yep, you just grind up money and inject it in.
Yes. Other celebrity news sees, if you are a fan of the Miss Universe pageant, poor Steve Harvey made a grave mistake.
Oh, my God. Did you see that?
Winner. He blamed, he took full responsibility on air, but there is video that has surfaced where he's yelling at the person behind the teleprompter that the teleprompter read wrong. He showed the card, which read right, which is confusing as fuck. It told you the second runner-up and the first runner-up, but not the winner. And he went on to announce that Colombia had won when in actuality it was the Philippines.
God, that had to be the funniest thing I've ever seen, dude. The lady didn't speak fucking English who won. She had no fucking clue what was going on.
Why are you taking my clown? Give me my clown back.
Oh my God, dude. It was fucking great.
And the one that won was like, oh my God, I won? Like, for real? Fuck it, bitches.
What's happening? Is this an American joke? I don't get it.
It was great. All I'm saying.
So, last bit of news before we go to our plugs. Drake Bell, the voice of Spider-Man on Disney XD and also from Drake and Josh on Nickelodeon, was arrested in California on suspicion of driving under the influence, according to officials. He's also 29, which I didn't realize he was that close to our age. But that's all I got for celeb news and political news. Frank, what do you got going on?
Frank, what do you got going on?
Follow me on the Twitters at the Daceman Show.
The Twitter?
Yes, the Twitters.
The Twitter.
If I ever figure out how to get this PSN thing to work where I can stream stuff, you can watch me kill myself a bunch with zombies.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Cool story, bro.
Maybe the website. No, that's it. I'm done. I'm sorry. I'm done.
Gibby, what you got going on? You have one plug. Same plug for 131 episodes. You can remember.
Do I have anything going on, guys? I don't even know.
You can do this. I know you can do it. It's the one plug you do all the time. Because you get bored at work. You can do it.
Please email me.
Yeah!
Where at?
Where?
The Dacemanshow @gmail.com.
Oh, boy! You did it!
Oh, boy!
You're a big boy now. Follow me on Twitter @TheDaceMan. Bam. Check out everything going on at fanboysnows.com. I'll get all the archive sessions up. I'm off for 2 weeks, so I'm going to try to pump out a lot of things. Check out alltimewrestling.net, where the boys are putting on great shows week after week, month after month. They're on hiatus for 2 weeks. They'll be back in the new year. Check them out. They've got an on-demand service, which is phenomenal, where you can see old matches of me and great matches of them. alltimewrestling.net. And for the few,
the proud,
and the day-stacular.
See you guys next time.
Really? Brought nothing to the table on that one.
I said see you guys next time. What more do you want from me?
You usually do the middle one.
For the few.
No, we can't do it again. It's already ruined.
Well, the proud.
For the sexy.
No. What?
For the Gibby Nation.
Oh, God. That's a thing?
I'll see you guys.
I hope
Gibtacular.
Not.